Hi, my name is Chef Murr of ZZ's Vegetarian Restaurant in Charlotte, North Carolina.
A joyous welcome, and thank you, radiant viewers, for joining us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. As we have just heard from Chef Murr, today we are at ZZ's Vegetarian Restaurant in Charlotte, North Carolina, USA. The plant-based restaurant specializes in veganizing familiar and comforting foods, thus giving people delicious options to broaden their horizons to healthy vegan fare.
Here, because we're a transitional restaurant, meaning that a lot of people is new to vegetarian or vegan lifestyle, we have a menu that complements what people are familiar with. So here we have sandwiches like the chicken cheesesteak or chicken nuggets, which is all a soy-based product. And our number one seller here would be our chicken cheesesteak or buffalo chicken cheesesteak. And then we have the eggplant curry and the mango tofu or the sesame citrus rib tips. And some of our wraps that are popular are the avocado wrap. Comes with hummus or what we call a rib tip wrap.
With appetizing vegan fare based on traditional cuisine, ZZ's noble goal is helping new vegetarians and vegans adjust to their new, wonderful lifestyle.
Our mission is to offer our option and what we do here, and basically just share some of the recipes that we put together and familiar styles of regular foods that people are familiar with, only on a vegetarian or vegan level, meaning that our protein source is from a plant base. So our ultimate goal is to succeed at what we do here and share it with others and ultimately spread out about how important it is to eat healthier on a global scale. When we convert our diet to a plant-based diet, it's just going to overall well-being for us as a people and for our planet.
Chef Murr's mission reflects his own journey to vegetarianism, and that journey was what inspired him to open this life-saving vegan restaurant.
I was vegetarian for about 10 years now. I decided to go vegan in 2004, and one of my original inspiration was health-related. In addition to that, as the years grew, I learned to understand how our eating healthier food can benefit not just our health, but the environment and also animals. So at this point now, I've been a vegan or vegetarian total probably since the year 1999.
So what inspired you to start a vegan restaurant?
One of the inspirations for me is cooking has been a passion of mine for a long time. So I love working with food. I love working with vegetables. I love the vibrancy, the color, the energy that food brings. And vegetables give more life, I believe, in cooking than any other item to cook. You have so many different variations of textures and colors and ways you can prepare them that it's an art form when it's a completed project. And to know that you can get benefit from nutrients, from vital nutrients from the vegetables, the grains and proteins, natural plant source proteins that we eat, it was just an overall combined passion that turned from cooking traditional food to vegetarian food and loving it.
And it's a lot of fun, right?
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
We asked Chef Murr how the community has been receiving ZZ's, Charlotte's first ever vegan restaurant.
We're getting a good response for the most part. We got new customers coming in pretty regular. But I've started this business about 5 years ago in New Jersey. And now that we're here in Charlotte, we've been received well. And it's still new, but I like to say that the customers that we have coming, they come back. So we have some loyal customers, and I appreciate all of you guys that come out on a regular basis.
Wonderful. So what were some of the logistical challenges you faced in bringing the vegan meals to the customers?
I mean, I'm in the South. So, you know, traditional Southern food, it's not always ring high with vegetarian or vegan lifestyle. So to break the mold in the South, I'd say, would be one of the challenges and risks that I was willing to take. to offer people an option, because I believe now is the time.
In order to help customers interested in this benevolent lifestyle know what to eat and how to maintain good health, Zizi's even has a vegan food pyramid on hand in the restaurant.
As a vegetarian, our main dish should be vegetables, fruits, vegetables, grains, water, just like we have on our pyramid here.
Exactly.
Plenty of water, fresh fruits and vegetables, eat liberally, and then whole grains, dairy substitutes, you know, for your proteins, legumes, seeds, and beans, and then oils, sweet salts, use sparingly. In abundance, you see fruits and vegetables and water, and if we can keep our diet based on that and minimize our protein source and starch sources, I think we will ultimately see a lot of health benefits immediately in changing our diet. When you can offer a healthier option to your body, in addition to offer a healthier option to the environment and to the animal kingdom.
Now, let's catch up with Eli, a staff member at Zizi's, and see what he has to say about the vegan trend.
I'm 19 years old and I live in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I've been a vegetarian for almost 2 years now, and I just started becoming a vegan almost a month ago. I've been working here in the kitchen for about a month and a half now. It's very nice. I like working here. It's good to have people come in and, you know, work in a specialty place like this where people really appreciate what you do. But I have noticed among my friends and among some people I hang out with here in the community that there is a growing number of at least vegetarians, and there is a strong trend.
Now, Chef Murr gives aspiring vegetarians and vegans some tips on how to maintain and be inspired by the lifestyle.
Sometimes we get excited about the vegetarian lifestyle and want to be vegan or vegetarian, but we don't know how to eat, and we eat a lot of starchy foods or too much mock meat proteins foods when we need to balance that. And the way to balance that is to reach out and network with social groups that's around in your community involved with vegan lifestyle and vegetarian recipes and cooking and eating, and access the internet and learn that there's so many hundreds of different fruits and vegetables out there that can really satisfy your taste and stomach.
All this talk about food is making us hungry. Let's step into the kitchen where Chef Murr is going to show us how to make a vegetable stir fry with brown rice and teriyaki sauce.
Now we're going to whip up a quick vegetable stir fry, basically about five or six delicious healthy vegetables, served with a side of brown rice and some teriyaki sauce on the side. We're going to start with mushrooms, zucchini, bell peppers, and yellow squash. So come on over here, let's do what we do. Give a rainbow of bell peppers. Color is always beautiful and they taste wonderful too. So we like to go with the yellow, red and orange, and then your traditional regular bell peppers. Add a little bit of zucchini in there. Fresh mushrooms. And we're going to put that on the grill and get that grill in with a little bit of oil real quick. We'll get that started. Okay. Add a little bit of cabbage to that. Steam it, get some steam on that. A little bit of broccoli. And a little bit of carrots on it. Okay, while that's working, we're gonna cut up our tofu.
the basic bite-sized square cuts. Flash fry the tofu for about 2 or 3 minutes. Stir up these veggies a little bit. Check on our tofu, looking good. We hit a little herb seasoning on our vegetable stir fry, which is basically a combination of about 11 or 12 different organic herbs that we also offer here at ZZ, all organic, with a little bit of sea salt. Grab a little vegetable broth. Okay, our tofu is done. Add that tofu to there. Give it about 2 more minutes. And we hit that with a little bit of teriyaki sauce. And there you have it. Vegetable stir fry with firm tofu, flash fry.
Wow, the aroma is simply tantalizing, and the gorgeous, vibrant colors. This dish can also be enjoyed at the restaurant, and sure looks appetizing. Now let's hear firsthand from the customers to see if they agree about the incredible food at ZZ's.
I am 10 years old. I became a vegetarian because I was researching meat, and what I found said that it had these hormones, and it's like, it's these hormones that make kids sick and bigger, and whatever they put into the animal, that's what's happening to the kids. I've been a vegetarian ever since like the beginning of last year.
How do you like ZZ's vegan food? How do you enjoy it?
It's delicious.
Do you recommend your friends to come here?
Yes. It's really hard to find a vegan restaurant in Charlotte, but ZZ's, it's like different because the thing is, it's like, it's hard to find things original like the stuff at ZZ's.
What's your favorite dish here?
Fish and chips.
I've been a vegan for 10 years and a vegetarian for about 15 or 16 years.
And how do you enjoy ZZ's vegan food?
It is delicious. My husband, who isn't even vegetarian, even loves the chicken parmless, but everything I've tasted here has been very fresh and very delicious.
From the testimonials we've heard today, everyone, including vegans, vegetarians, and non-vegetarians alike, are enjoying the creative comfort foods ZZ's has to offer. Thank you, Chef Murr, and all the staff at ZZ's Vegan Restaurant for making plant-based foods familiar and appealing to the wider public by veganizing popular dishes. We wish you ongoing success in inspiring new veg friends to transition to this earth-saving lifestyle. ZZ's is located at 7945 North Tryon Street, number 110, Charlotte, North Carolina, USA. Visit ZZ's Vegan Restaurant online at awesomevegan2go.com or call 001-704-595-9170.
Be veg, go green. Save the planet.
Cherished viewers, we've enjoyed your friendly company today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. coming up now is Between Master and Disciples. May health and happiness be your companions, always.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.